Waking Your Alpha, Episode 13, Evan Klassen.
Unfortunately, the majority have forgotten how to go out there and grab life by the balls. Which brings us to this point in evolution. It is time for me to pass you over to your guide, Adam. I must, however, warn you, he is not like me. We both speak English. Him? Just not so well. Anyway, apologies. Here he is.
This episode is brought to you by FLF29, Fit Lean Fast Athletic Body Transformation. What could you actually achieve in 29 days? Head over to facebook.com/fitleanfast29 to find out. I'll see you there.
Brilliant. You're persistent. you don't give up. We tried to put this together. I'm like you. I never give up. I know timing is everything sometimes. So, but look at this. We made it happen. That's an attitude of a champion. I know you'll go place.
Cheers, man.
And I believe in you. You got a fan over here. So.
Awesome. Well, on that note, I've got a brilliant podcast episode for you today, guys. I've got Evan Klassen here. And amongst a lot of really impressive people I was impressed by, Evan stood out. I mean, we went over to Bestselling Authors Summit and Awards in Hollywood, California. And this man, I made a beeline for him. He made a beeline for me. Absolute quality. He's got such an interesting story, I wouldn't do it justice. But first thing, Evan, I know the answer to this, but are you ready to awaken your alpha?
I think I've been born ready. I'm just waiting. You know, it's exciting to live it now and actually wake it up one piece at a time to the maximum potential. Absolutely.
Awesome. Where do I start with you, Evan? Can you give us a little, a brief bio on what you're currently up to on a day-to-day basis at the moment? What's your thing at the moment?
Well, Adam, first of all, I want to say congrats to your show, Awaken the Alpha. I think it's really so prime that each one of us really find that alpha within us, because we all have a beautiful DNA, and it's about a matter of really looking from within, identifying what it is, identifying what are the triggers to get it out. And so I think you're creating a show that is inspirational. And, you know, guys, if you don't know Adam, definitely a guy to follow. We met him at the Bestselling Summit, and he's just an outstanding guy. So, Adam, blessed to know you and honored to be on your show.
Thank you.
What I'm up to this morning, I woke up and I decided to live happy. And so I booked my day, and I just have a bunch of amazing meetings. It was a firm decision that it's going to be an amazing day. I had a great coaching call with my coach yesterday, David Bird. I'm really getting my life to next level. I just turned 30, so it's time for me to take the game up to a whole new level.
Brilliant. I mean, your background, you moved to America. We're going to definitely delve more into this. You moved to America. You got into property, didn't you, initially?
I moved in America. Like, it was interesting timing. In 2006, I was a 21-year-old immigrant, and one thing I had in my heart, because I was born in the poorest country of Central Asia during war, persecution, poverty, you got highly communistic. So actually in this city called Dushanbe, it's close to China. And so we escaped from war.
I was going to say, I'm really interested in your origin story, because you say Asia, and I know my knowledge of countries is pretty decent. And I'm still not even 100% sure. So it's near China. Yeah,
it's a Central Asia close to China, because Dushanbe, Tajikistan, very few people know that. but bottom line, what was interesting is, so we escaped to Germany, and I lived 15 years in Germany because my dad was German. And so when I moved to America, I started working since I was 11 because I had to. We had like 9 kids and living paycheck to paycheck. Whoa. So I said, I'll live the American dream. And I said, I don't care what it's going to cost me. I don't care how broke I have to be till I make it. And I didn't, I'll tell you, for a year and a half in America, I struggled. I actually made zero money. I didn't tell my wife that I'm going to live the American dream when we married, but she figured out that I won't get a job when we married. But she was very supportive.
There's a story behind that, isn't there, as well? Didn't you meet your wife pretty, like, it was quite instantaneous, the connection?
Yeah, there's a whole story to it. Yeah, we knew each other literally, we dated for 7 days before we got married. We knew each other for total 12 hours maybe before starting dating. So there's not a lot of time we had to know, but we've been married now for like 8 years. Awesome. So, but the point is, it's really when you talk about awakening the alpha, it's really creating an identity and creating a dream and a vision in your life and belief in it and go for it without any excuses. And I know this is really, when I moved to America, I was kind of at that point where I'm like, I just want to do something about my life. And to go from living in fear, to go from living, you know, seeing my parents living paycheck to paycheck, you know, having low self-esteem and struggling of who I was. I'm like, I just wanted, you know, to awake that and know that there's so much more to life than just living, you know, living mediocrity. And I always thought, for me, I was destined to live mediocrity till age 21, till I got introduced to personal development. And, you know, I learned about Think and Grow Rich. It was the very first book ever given to me. And then Brian Tracy, 21 Laws of Success. And then 6 months later, I moved to America. And that was kind of the foundation. I'm like, you know what? I ain't working for anyone anymore. I am going to be my own entrepreneur. And yeah, we started in real estate. And timing was interesting because 2007 was my first year. And the market crashed in America.
Yeah, everywhere pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere. The banks were closing down. My best friend were telling me, Evan, you're crazy because real estate is a wrong market to go in 2007. And he's like, you know, well, I was learning English. Then I was 22 years old. Everybody that knew me didn't want to do business with me because they're like, you don't have any clue about real estate. You don't know contracts. You don't know location. And the market crashed. Why should we do business with you when we can hire a 20-year-old guy that knows what the heck is going on? And so, but I made a 12-month commitment to do it. I said, I know it's not going to be easy. And it's funny, even in January, I wrote myself a check for $100,000 and I put it on the fridge. I never earned $100,000. I was a student in Germany. I didn't even know what it would feel like to earn $50,000, you know, but it was just like, something I'm like, I think I can do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then 6 months into it, I'm $0 in. I'm working 12, like literally 6 days a week, 12 to 18 hours every day, no exception. Wow. Saturday was the only day. And 6 months after full-time work, you know, the pastor I was going to church, he's like, Evan, you should consider getting a job. You should consider going this, you know, and then my friend's like, Evan, you better get some before your wife kicks you out, you know, because you, when first year you lived in America in 2006, you didn't make any money. I was learning English and studying for my real estate license. Then your second year, you're starting out 6 months, you're going full time. You know, if you go for six months full time to your job and you bring $0 home, you know, there are certain challenges like, okay, you know, what do you do for those 6 months, right?
Evan, I just want to jump in there as well. I mean, your story straight away, it keeps reminding me of one of my absolute heroes. And I don't want to stereotype you, but Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he came to America, obviously he was studying hard, learning English. I mean, he's awesome. I know you came from different countries, but it just reminded me of him. And obviously he's done
quite neighbors. Well. He was from Austria, actually, close to Germany, right? I think he was Austria.
Yeah, he definitely was. Amongst all of this, we like to start off as well with like an alpha quote. What is a quote that resonates with you that you like to live your life by? Have you got any to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, number one thing that really guided me is like, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And you know what? Every single day we wake up with a choice and it's like, okay, man, this is not going well, or this are going well, you know? And I remember 2007, I was maybe naive, ignorant, because like around me, I had realtors that were 20 years in the business, 25 years in the business. They were going out of business because the market really sucked. I was just driven on fire, you know? And I'm like, I was so ignorant to the fact. And I knew, for me, I looked at, man, if so many realtors are going out, it means there's going to be more opportunity for me. So I looked at the opportunity different. And then I looked like, hey, the market crashed. Awesome. That means we all have a fair chance, because now the market is shifting and the people, you know, that are recognizing where the market is shifting are going to take advantage of opportunity. I'm like,
I completely agree. I thought over, even over here, I thought it was a great opportunity. And yeah, I got a little bit of property there myself, just because, you know, it's a everyone's trying to sell or just stopping, and you can get some bargains at times like that. I mean, I completely agree.
So that's one of the quotes. That's why I really love it, because life is about perspective, right? Nothing has meaning till we give it a meaning. So when we sometimes change what things mean to us, it can create a stepping stone for success, or it can create a reason for an excuse. So it's up to you. Circumstances can be the same, but it's up to you to create your path to success. Nobody else can do it for you.
Definitely. I mean, amongst all of this, it seems like we're getting to that point in the story. What really sort of awakened you? What was your, like, it's like my awakened question. What really sort of started to change it for you? Obviously, you moved to America, but you were hustling. There's lots of people hustling. But what really kind of, was there a moment when it kind of switched? Because at the moment, everyone's doubting you. You're struggling. You're working hard. You're putting in the hours. Effort isn't the issue. What kind of changed for you?
What was the change is making a decision not to quit. And that decision was fueled by a desperate why. It was not just it'd be great to do it. It was a desperate why. I look back for 21 years of my life. I saw my parents. They were amazing people, but we had 9 kids, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. And I want to be the one that would break the chain.
Yeah.
And I knew that I had a land of opportunities here in America to do that. And it was when I really understood that, you know, in fact, I'll tell you what was the breaking point, is jumping into the water and swim. See, sometimes people want to have success, and what they do, they stand on the cliff. They look into the water and they contemplate about, well, I'm not sure if I can swim as far. I'm not sure how far the shores are. I'm not sure how deep the water is, cold, warm. And they're contemplating all their life.
Yeah.
You know what?
Guilty.
What happened is because when I was 6 months into the business in real estate, on top of that I made 0 sales, I crushed the only car we had for that we got as a wedding present. It was a $600 damage. Yeah. Was a white Toyota Corolla, but I didn't have the money to fix it. So now I'm a realtor on top of all these things already against me with a crushed car, and I don't have money to fix it. And it's not nice when you arrive at client's home and your car is crashed, right? So, but you know what was interesting? At that moment, I had a friend of mine, and this was the alpha, awaken the alpha. He's like, Evan, you really got to go to this education school for real estate. And I'm like, dude, I'm so desperate. Anything you can put my hands on that teach me real estate, I'm in. He's like, no, Evan, it's going to cost you $18,000. And just by the way, it's not in Portland, Oregon, in Phoenix, so you'll have to buy a plane ticket and a hotel to go to. And it's a two-year school. And I looked at him, and I'm like, hey, you don't get my situation. I'm like, you're a little bit cuckoo. I'm like, I haven't made money for a year and a half. I don't have a credit history. I don't have a work history. I just got my Social Security. I can't fix my car. I don't have $150 to pay my cell phone bill. And I'm broke. I haven't made money in real estate. And you want me to spend $18,000? It's like $500,000 right now, you know? And he looked at me and he said, Evan, if you continue to do the things you've done, you'll continue to get the things you've gotten. And something stroked me at that point. I looked him in the eyes and I said, do you believe I can do it? If I go to the school, do you believe it'll help me? And that was really a defining moment, because it was at the hardest point of my financial distress where I made the decision to find $20,000, because I didn't, you know, I needed 18 to pay for the school and 2 to pay for the ticket and the hotel to stay.
Yep.
And you know what I said? Give me a month, because I don't want to make excuses. I want to find reasons why I'm going to do it rather than excuses why I'm going to stay where I am. And 3 weeks later, I called him. I found $20,000. I paid for the school. I went to it. And it was July 7th was my first school. It was 3 days of school. And I came back. And in the next 6 months, I made $102,000, which was exactly the amount that I put on the fridge. And my friends were laughing about me. The moment I hated most when they came to visit me And they're like, oh, how's that going for you? And I made $0. I'm like, don't freaking ask, you know. But it was the moment where really I knew that I had to jump in the water no matter whether I can swim or not. And I learn it while I'm jumping in. And it was a moment of finding the 20 grand, having that desperate why, that really awakened the belief that I will make it happen with no excuse. And it created the breakthrough that in our second year then, in the same real estate market, actually 2008 was even worse. You know, I had to hire two realtors. We had like 50 listings on the market, and we had 20, 25 buyers. I couldn't even handle it to come and work. And it was that moment in 2007 where I said, I'll jump. Yeah. And I learned the rest in the water. And I just trusted that I'm not going to die. And that's all. I think what it takes to really awaken the alpha is just do it.
I think that's so important. I mean, one of my mentors said, you know, if you think of the American muscle car, it's got no power steering. If you try and steer that when it's like stationary or not barely moving, it's so tough. But you just get going, get it up to speed. If it's once you're going fast, to make little adjustments is very easy. So I completely agree. You just got to get going and you can tweak it and fine tune it along the way.
Yeah. And that was the moment. And I'll tell you, because what it did, it created such a belief. Now, like, there's nothing that could stop me. That moment in 2007, it was July 2007, June 7th, July 7th. I don't care. You put any obstacle, I know I can do it. And again, it was that moment where the alpha was born. So the alpha was awakened, because now I made a commitment to begin with. I did everything I could. And then you have kind of a proof. How committed are you? Because life, you know, opportunity always will give you challenges. And even after 6 months of being broke like crazy, it's like, okay, how committed are you still? And if you're committed and you find a way, listen, and you know what? You know what the beautiful part about all the story is? People sometimes go and they're like, oh, Evan, you're so lucky, or you said this. There's zero luck, guys.
Yeah,
I struggled with who I was till I was age 21. I always thought I'm a second-class person. In fact, I went through major depression. I even contemplated suicide when I was 21 years old. And you know what? It was 6 months before I got introduced to personal development. But it was now I celebrate that moment as the greatest victory, that moment of depression, because what it did, God humbled me. He broke me. And he rebuilt a new me. So when you look at your life and you're like, man, I have all those things happening in my life, celebrate it, because those are things that will become a stepping stone to success. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. Now, looking back, all the situation, some of the most difficult moments of my life, they're stepping stones for where I'm going. And I haven't scratched the surface yet. I just turned 30. And I'm like, I feel that I was preparing all the challenges, the struggles, the failures, the challenges. And I still have certain challenges that I'm going to overcome every single day today, right? But they become the reason why I'm doing it, not an excuse why I should not do it or why I should quit. I
completely agree, Evan. I just want to, I mean, it sounds like you're leading towards it. Was there ever a point, you know, when you thought, I've brought my A game, it sounds like the $100,000 marker on the fridge was a moment. Is there a time when you thought, damn, like I'm on the way, I've made a big step, right? Not that I've made it, because I don't believe that you ever make it. People like myself, yeah. You just want to keep going and going. But is there a moment when you thought, yeah, I brought my A game today. This is a nice moment.
Well, you know, there's been moments where you celebrate, you reflect, and you look back, and you said, wow. Because, see, there were people when I started real estate that told me to go get a job. There were people that told me to go quit. And there were close people. I mean, my uncle, who was a pastor, he's like, well, maybe you should get another job, or you should get another thing to support, you know. And or other friends. And I look at those friends that still, you know, earning the $30,000. And I look back where the journey was that I went through, and, you know, being able to travel the world and you know, co-author book was Napoleon Hill, the Think and Grow Rich Today book. And now we just signed another publishing deal with Brian Tracy. And when I look back, and I always celebrate But it's, you know, growth is what you do and what you learn after you know it all. If I don't want to look back at yesterday and say, man, I'm impressed with what I did yesterday. Yeah. I want it to look small. I want to be always progressing. So what I'm doing today, I want to look tomorrow back and say, man, that was nothing. Yeah. Look what we're doing today. What I want, and so for me, it's you know, I give glory to God for everything, and I celebrate at the moment, you know, steps. But see, success is not like this. People think, man, this guy's just up. But there's been, even in America, there have been moments where, you know, I've earned great money, I lost great money. And I was like, oh, man, how do I pay my bills next month? You know, I had to borrow money. I mean, so it's that's how success looks. But if you look overall, you know, you're going up, you build it, you know, you build equity from inside that makes you stronger and stronger, because now it's incredible. I mean, there's obviously no ceiling on what we will accomplish with God's help, but we always celebrate but never stop.
No, because definitely. I mean,
it's about growing.
I just from meeting you, I mean, you definitely brought, it was already a fun environment and people were celebrating and happy, but you definitely took it up a notch with the celebrating and having a good time and just making it fun, man. It was awesome to meet you.
Well, it was amazing to meet you, Adam. You definitely stood out as well, and I congratulate you on being persistent.
to get this interview.
No, seriously, and pursuing your dream. You know, this is what it is. Like, for all the people that will be watching this, is like, what I would just say, you know, I know we may be getting close to an end here, but is really pursue your dream. Like, and I love that in you. You have a dream, you have something within you that you want to accomplish, and you're willing to pay the cost. You're willing to do whatever it takes. Even this interview for us, I know I've been doing so much traveling and this. I mean, you've been persistent at me for 4 months, right? We've been trying to put it in. And that's an attitude of a champion. So, and this is what it...
If I've got 10 minutes with you, man, I've got some questions then. This is the quick fire. This is my yin-yang round, okay? So
Come on, bring it on.
Switch it up. Pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
New York or San Francisco?
New York.
P90X or Insanity?
Insanity.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Hot tub or sauna?
I'll take sauna.
London or Paris?
I'd take London.
Correct answer.
yeah, well, I didn't have a choice. I'm like, man, hey, I'm talking to someone. I actually been in London last year. It was great. I wouldn't want to live there.
No, me neither. Me neither.
It's just, I love sunshine. I lived for 29 years, but I'd take London.
Brilliant. What is your favorite movie of all time, if you had to be pressed for it?
See, I grew up without a television, so I actually haven't watched too many movies.
Which one did you like then?
But I think The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, brilliant film.
It's an incredible movie.
Definitely. Okay. Your hometown back in near China, Asia. If I was ever to visit there, I should do what?
I can't even tell you what, because...
We were young.
We grew up during war, so you sit home and you pray that nobody shoots you, you know.
Yeah. Well, you said you lived 15 years in Germany then. What was your hometown in Germany?
Minden, Hannover.
Minden. Okay. If I was ever to visit there, what should I do?
I think there's Kaiser Wilhelm, which is a really, really old statue at the top of the mountain that you can visit. If you go to Germany, there's really some nice... castles. I love old like history stuff. Yeah. Some things, yeah. That's
because I just think of Germany. I went years ago, I think, for a school trip. But now I just think of Germany like 2-pint big steins and beer halls, which is nothing wrong with that.
Well, then you gotta go Oktoberfest.
Oh yeah, I've had some friends go, but yeah, that looks messy. Right, this is the Yoda question. I mean, you mentioned a gentleman along the way to sort of recommend you to go to this school for $18,000. But who helped over your career and your life? Who really helped awaken your alpha?
You know, it was a group of people, and sometimes it's directly or indirectly, it's the books, the tapes. You know, obviously, Think and Grow Rich Today, Napoleon Hill, Brian Tracy had a tremendous impact.
Evan, I was going to ask you that, actually. We're pretty much into the alpha round, where you're going to give us all your best tools and resources and tips for the top. So I wondered if you've got a couple of books you'd, I mean, there's so many good ones, you've mentioned quite a few. If you've got maybe two books that you'd really recommend for our listeners.
Well, one of them is Start With Why by Simon Cowell.
Okay.
This is really amazing. I love it. And Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Obviously, I have to tell, I might be biased now, you know, since I co-authored Think and Grow Rich today. It's an incredible book. Jack Canfield, Success Principles, has been an incredible book. It's little pieces of success that if you compound them in your life, they really create something amazing. Those are three amazing books.
Perfect. Have you got a really high-tech resource and maybe a really low-tech resource that you use? Because, I mean, you seem to be very efficient and putting out content and just always on the go. So what are some of your productivity tips?
Right now I have a success planner. It's completely manual system. You write things down manually.
Yep.
It creates clarity and gives us a much stronger focus than it's on an app.
Yeah.
So, and it's a pretty much, it's a big binder basically to carry everywhere you go and plan your day, your life. It has a whole system to it. I use it now. I just started and I'll tell you, it's my second day. I love it. One app that I can tell you, it's called One Day. I think that's what it's called, but it's, yeah, Day One. That's what it's called. Record your life. I think if you live a life worth living, you should record it. I'm just got back into doing it daily. Mm-hmm. I started about, you know, a year ago. I have about 200 entries. So it gives you a chance to really take notes. You can go back. You can create tags, and really track your life and how you feel, things you experience. Because cool. It's powerful. It gives you a chance to reflect things you forget normally and notes that I have conversations like I'll actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of the screen share of us right now and said, just had an amazing interview with, hold on a second. So yes, just like this. So, and I'll say just had an amazing interview. I might do a selfie like this to where I focus on you. And then
what's some of the best advice you've ever received, Evan?
That I can do everything that I can put my mind to, if I believe it,
yeah,
that I can achieve it. And, you know, it's a simple advice, but I remember when it's in Napoleon Hill, obviously, right?
Yeah.
It's when you do that, you can do everything. If you put the right action behind it, you have the right commitment, you surround yourself by the right people, you master people that have done it before you, and you believe in it. Guys, I've done things that I would initially never think. If you talk to me when I was living in Germany that I'll one day will do, I'll go like, get out of here.
Yeah.
But it's really, that was one thing I can tell, is that everything is possible if you believe. And that's probably been the simple but one of the most powerful advices.
Perfect. What was one of your biggest probably mistakes, either personally or professionally, along the way?
Most difficult time in my life was when I was going through the depression.
Yeah.
And I thought of myself that I was worthless. Mm-hmm. I looked at second class people and I thought I was below that. You know, and that was probably, it was a journey. I don't say mistake. It's just a journey.
Yeah.
But that was maybe the lowest point of my life. And accepting that you're worth it. So what I now can tell is that each one of us, we have a journey. And everything in our life has meaning. It's what we give it to, what the meaning we give to certain situation is what it's going to mean to us personally. But everything in our journey is there for a reason. And I recognized 20 years ago, 24 years later, certain moments that I'm like, God, why those happened to me? Why did this happen to me? I always thought like, man, this. And I'm like, God, it's the greatest gift you could have given me. Now I changed the meaning that I gave to it. But this was maybe, you know, thinking that my life was worthless was a mistake.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was part of a journey. So I can call it, like, I wouldn't want to exclude it because it's who I am today, right?
Definitely.
So it's just, you know, part of a journey that was maybe...
Right, we made it to the final question. This is your wake-up question. So in this, I'm going to ask you, if you woke up tomorrow, Evan, and you knew everything we were just talking about, but you had to start from square one, you had a clean slate, you had very little money, you just had your close family, and obviously your wife, but you had none of your contacts, what would you do in that first week and that first day? What would be a priority for you?
Last year, I got very clear what I want out of life, which is to empower people to live happy. You know, I've built a couple of different businesses. I know I can go to any country, whether I know the language or not, and create with brand new context, creates any kind of level of success I want. It's the priority for me would be have the right mindset in place, knowing that I can do it with or without money, with or without my context, with or without my brand, but with one thing in mind, is having that burning desire, having that desperate why, and that's it.
Who do you think I should interview next or very soon, and why? And I mean, this can be anyone. Whether I can get him or not, that's a different question. So it could be anyone. It could be a dream list or someone who's maybe off the radar that you know.
Well, I think, you know, I just had a quick interview with Nito Cubain. Okay. He's probably one of the greatest. He and Arnold Schwarzenegger actually as well are two really incredible immigrants, inspiring stories that I want to have on my show, Immigrant to Millionaire, because both of them, Nito has net worth like 400 million. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger 350 or four, somewhere around that range as well. Like, both done exceptionally well.
Yeah.
But I think Nito has an incredible story. He's a very wise man. If you can somehow get your hands on, he'd be definitely inspiring.
Okay, he's going on the dream list. I'll get to him somehow. What's the one question I should have asked you, Evan, but I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you?
I'm like, what's your vision, or what's your mission for life, or what's your dream?
That's a good one.
Because, you know,
Evan,
I asked.
Let me interrupt you there. What is your dream, man? What is your vision?
Well, my dream is to empower a billion people in my lifetime to live happy. And I would love, my ultimate dream, I would love to get the Nobel Prize for making the world a happier place.
That is awesome.
And why I have that goal is just every day I want to wake up and I'm like, what do I do to get there? And you know what? The beautiful part about a Nobel Prize is it's not what you do for yourself, it's what you do for others. So, you know, and it holds me accountable to do something great for other people. So my mission is every day to empower people to live happy.
All that's left for me to say then, what is the best way people can get hold of you, Evan, connect, and you know, get some help from you, or like find out what your newest business is up to? How can they get hold of you?
Well, evanclausen.com. You click the connect button. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter. My Twitter handle is evanclausen, VIP.
Well, man, I've been looking forward to this interview for a while, and you have not disappointed. It's we're done, man. That was awesome. I loved it, and I say I could talk to you all day, but you're a busy man. So, thanks for taking the time, Evan. And I will let you know when it goes live. And if I can ever return the favor in any way, you let me know.
Yeah, well, Adam, I want you to know you're awesome, buddy. And if you guys listen to this and further episodes, send it out to your friends, recommend it. See, every dreamer, everyone starts with a dream, and right now, how you can help spread this happiness and spread this, you know, valuable podcast that he's doing for making this world a better place, to spread it. So Adam is the real deal. He's awesome. He's a best-selling author. And just an awesome dude. Look at him. He's living life epic. He's smiling. He blessed. Yeah, you got the good looks too. Don't worry, man. Don't be
I need to have a shave, man. You know, luckily this is a podcast, but yeah.
You don't have to try hard. You know, it's I have to try hard. You know, it comes natural.
Hey, man, we've both been, I've been married to my wife for pretty much 8 years as well. So, you know, got to keep them happy. Got to have a haircut now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, well, be blessed, buddy. Good talking to you. And
I'll let you go.
This episode is brought to you by FLF29, Fit, Lean, Fast, Athletic Body Transformation. What could you actually achieve in 29 days? Head over to facebook.com/fitleanfast29 and find out.
Thank you for enduring my enthusiastic friend on today's show. Awaken Your Alpha has only just been released into the wild, and to help it evolve into a fine beast, I urge you to head over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and leave us a five-star review today. Thank you, and see you on the next episode.